ऐपी मई हम लोग परमारत गुरुपाद पद्म ओं विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मद भक्ति वेदांत श्री बामन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओं विष्णुपाद परिव्रजकाचार्य वर्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज एंड माई स्पिरिचुअल ग्रैंडसायर नित्यलीला कृष्ण विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड नित्यलीला कृष्ण विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and all IPA my obeisances, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Tridandi Sannyasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Prem Par Bhakta. Prem Par Bhakta, they are more superior to Premi Bhakta Hanuman. Just we have heard from Srila Gurudev, although Hanuman serving Lord Ram, Lakshman, Mother Sita Devi, but still, Hanuman cannot sit in same bed, cannot give remnant of his own to Lord Ram, but for Pandavas, Arjun and Krishna they eat same plate, together eating. Even they are sleeping same bed. Once, Naradasi came to the capital city of Pandavas, and he went direct to Arjun's bedroom, and he found there Krishna and Arjuna both are sleeping in same bed. Not only that, moreover, Lord Krishna's head and Arjuna's head not in same side, opposite side. Krishna holding Arjuna's feet and Arjuna is holding Krishna's feet. From the pore of Arjuna is coming Krishna, Krishna, Krishna automatic. Moreover, Arjuna's lotus feet is serving by Satyabhama and Rukmini. Other way, Krishna's lotus feet is serving going on by Subhadra Devi and Draupadi Devi. So how intimate are they? Arjuna and Krishna, their cousin brothers. What Arjuna ordering to Krishna? Krishna told to Arjuna, Arjuna told to Krishna, Senayo bhayar madhye ratham sthapami achyuta. Can Hanuman order to Lord Ram? Not possible. Arjuna ordering here, oh Krishna, please drive my chariot in between two soldiers, two armies. Krishna did so. Although sometime Arjuna puzzles in his universal form, but after same moment, again he forgot by influence of Jagmaya. What we have learned from in beginning, our spiritual life, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This Gita was told to Arjuna by Krishna for all over the world. Because Arjuna is eternal associates of Dwaraka. He has no need all these instructions. Through Arjuna, Krishna instructs all of us. Among Pandavas, Draupadi is more superior to others, Draupadi and Arjuna. Whenever anything needed, Draupadi is arranging everything for Pandavas. Once Draupadi meet with queens of Dwaraka, Satyabhama and Rukmini told, oh Draupadi, do you know any mantra? How you control your five husbands? Even we are 16,108, we could not control Krishna. No, I don't know any mantra. What they need, I fulfill the desire before they are asking. They'll give charity, I arrange everything prior to them. Everything I arrange what they want. So if you do so, then you can control your husband. When Pandavas along with Draupadi went for exile, prior to that they are playing dice. At that time, according to dice rule, when the king is defeated by himself, he has no power to make another bid. But at last, Yudhishthira Maharaj keep Draupadi as a bed, And what happened? At that time, Draupadi was in impure state. According to Vedic tradition, at that time, they will not come anywhere else, only being inside room, will not touch anything, will not serve anyone. At that time, Draupadi snatched by Dushasan by order to Duryodhan. He tried to protect her shyness, because it is mentioned in scriptures Mani Vaktinam Apamano Mrityutulya. Who is honorable person, if you insult them, it is like their death. And especially, the shyness is the ornament of ladies. So Draupadi does not like to come. Due to his impure state, even she not went to pay her obeisances to Mother Gandhari Devi. Draupadi told so many ways, Dushasan, don't touch me, even I not do pranam to Mother Gandhari Devi. But they are demon, they are not listening anything. Somehow that they wrecked her in the assembly. She looked towards Pitamaha Bhishma, Guru Dronacharya, Dhritarashtra and all husbands. Arjuna and Bhima became very angry, but Yudhishthira Maharaj made them cool. What happened? When he at last, almost he is going to lose his shyness, what she did? Hey Govinda Raka Sarana Abtau Jivana Hari. Oh Govinda, now my life is danger. Please save me. Immediate. What happened? Sari Kheche Tohara Dushasan Sari Badahaye Sam. Dushasan, with 10,000 elephant power he has in his arms, he became tired. There is no end of garments. So Krishna is serving Arjuna as a charioteer. And he wrapped Draupadi in form of garments. There's no end of garments. After they went exile, once Durvasa Rishi came to Duryodhana's royal palace. Duryodhana feed him very nicely, and then he told, "Ask any benediction." Then he told, "Oh Rishi, if you are happy with me, I am very sorry. My cousin brothers, they are in exile. I want that you will go and bless them. But one condition, you will go in the afternoon time, late afternoon." Okay. When Durvasa went there along with the 60,000 disciples, what happened? He came to Yudhishthira Maharaj. "Yudhishthira, today I am your guest. You have to serve my disciple along with me, my disciples." Yudhishthira told, "No problem, please go and take bath. In the meantime, we'll prepare all foodstuff, don't worry." Then he called his brothers, then they went to Draupadi. Draupadi told, "I'm sorry, I could not do." Draupadi had one pot donated by Sun God. Unless until Draupadi not eat yet, he can feed the whole universe. When he ate, after eating, she'll clean the pot and keep upside down. Then after next day, next day he can feed again when sunrise, not before that. Then Yudhishthira and Arjuna all told, "Oh Draupadi, if you call Krishna, then Krishna will come. If we call, then he will not come." Means Draupadi controlled Krishna more than other Pandavas. As soon as Draupadi called, Krishna appeared there and told, "Oh Sakhi, I am very hungry, please feed me something." They said, "Prabhu, how you are in danger?" He said, "I don't want to listen to anything. Please feed me first, then I will listen." Draupadi told, "I clean my pot. Today not possible. Bring your pot." Then Krishna found one piece of spinach. He took and put in his mouth and drank water and told, "Triptosmi, Triptosmi. I am satisfied, I am satisfied." If Krishna is satisfied, what will be result? Tasmin tuste jagat tustam prinite prinitam jagat. If Krishna is satisfied, whole world will be satisfied. If Krishna is happy, whole world will be happy. The Lord, what is your problem? Then Draupadi told the whole story. He said, "Know everything." Knowing, he is asking again. Then, okay, send Bhim to call the Rishi and his disciples. Bhim took club on a shoulder and mustache doing and going very like a military person going on. And the Lord, "Durvasa Rishi, oh Durvasa Rishi, why making late?" As before, Bhagavad Prabhu had mustache like same time. "Oh Prabhu, why being late? What are we are waiting for you?" When Krishna told, "Triptosmi, Triptosmi," all of a sudden, Durvasa Rishi and his disciples, his stomach became completely full. Just they have ate something just now, complete full stomach. Durvasa said, "If you not go, Bhim has clubs, you will crack our head." So by their mystic power, they fly away from there through air, through water, then on from there. So now question may arise in our mind. Durvasa Rishi does not know that Duryodhana has some motivated by other desire and want to finish Pandavas. Yes, Durvasa knows this, because Duryodhana knows that if Draupadi could not feed by curse of Durvasa, they all be vanished. Then they will not come anymore to ask the kingdom. And Durvasa is not a simple person, not an ordinary muni. Is incarnational Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva always glorifies Sri Krishna and his devotees. By this way, Durvasa is glorified Pandavas are near and dear kith and kin to Krishna. There are so many instances. During Mahabharata battle, when in the end of battle, Duryodhana went to in a pond, and the demigods of that pond told Duryodhana, "You have to be here today, then I can make your body completely thunderbolt, none can kill you." Then Bhim and other, they abused so many ways, so you were coward, this and that, and he came out. Duryodhana, Yudhishthira told, "Okay, you can choose any one of us, and if you defeat us, then I will take defeat." He said, "Oh my elder brother, what you told? If Duryodhana fight with you by clubs, are you able to face with him? Or Arjun Nakul Sahadev by clubs? Now we are going to win, or you want to lose now?" Yudhishthira, I have told. What to do now? That Duryodhana was very clever. He told him, "Yes, always we defeat king against king. So we have to fight with king and king, king versus king." Now, Krishna told, "Now you are going to lose now, getting lost." Then Krishna told Yudhishthira, "I told that Bhima is our king." Then Yudhishthira, "I told Bhima is our king." "Okay, if king, then he allowed you to pranam to him." And Yudhishthira has his own power. If he pranam to his junior, the head will be cracked out and finished immediately. Duryodhana knows this thing. Then he told, "Okay, then you have to pranam to your king. Because you are his subject, you have respect your king." Another danger. And Krishna told Yudhishthira, "Yes, I will be behind him, and you will do your pranam to me, not to him. I will take your pranam." And did so. By this, Krishna rescued the whole Pandavas. And then the battle start, and Bhim finished Duryodhana. And when this battle was going on, Baladev Prabhu went for pilgrimage. He came there. Naradji told to him, "Now last battle is going on. According to club fighting rule, you could not fight, hit anyone, your opponent, below the waist." And what he did? Bhim hit here on the thigh, and Duryodhana could not fight anymore. Then Baladev Prabhu became very furious and told, "I will kill you just now. None can save you from this both side of warrior. None can check you. I will finish just now." Krishna told, "Oh my elder brother, why you are so angry?" Krishna told, "Krishna, don't come in between Bhim and me. You could not protect today." Krishna told, "Oh my elder brother, if I could not do how I came, I can do so I came in between you." He told his injustice. When they give poison to Bhim, when they are child, is there justice? When they play dice, is that justice? Especially, when they snatch Draupadi's club, when she was impure state, is that was justice? And according to rule, one will fight another person, not all together against one. When they kill Abhimanyu, our nephew, is that justice? Where you were at that time? If you want pilgrimage, to go now. If you think that only this is injustice, because Duryodhana was a disciple, and all this not injustice, okay, I am going away. Go and kill Bhim, I have no problem. Then Baladev Prabhu understood that by the wish of Krishna, everything happened. Krishna wanted to take the pardon away from this earth, so it is happened going on. So Baladev Prabhu became silent, went away from there. By this, even Krishna saved Pandavas. By this way, he served Pandavas so many ways. so many incidents, so many pastimes of Krishna, how they Pandavas with the Vadanga to challenge him. If anything good is credit, he'll go to Gurudev. If anything fault, please excuse me. Pancha Salvatore Kosta Vivasan Gurudev.